the biggest boss in the biz, New York City. Let me tell you something. Maybach Music Warner's the biggest situation in the game. Wale, Nick
Mill. Pierre. I don't know why I just feel like we being
get,
hype man.
Yeah, we get money on this side.
Yeah,
baby.
Ross.
Let the top down, Angie.
Yes.
Let the top down.
Yes.
Even when it's cold.
It's stupid cold, though. That's the only problem. That'd be the best time,
baby.
That's the only problem.
That'd be the best time. Let the windows up and cut on the heat. You know what I'm talking
about? Ross, what's the temperature in Miami like right now?
Oh, it's swimming. It's swimming pool weather.
Do you have a swimming pool in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I can't lie.
Yeah, was it a huge swimming pool?
It's a big swimming pool.
Palm trees in your backyard?
It's palm trees everywhere.
In the backyard.
And the front.
In the front.
The side too, you know what I mean?
Oh, that must be nice.
Nah, that hard work pay off.
This is the time of year I'm envious of somebody like you who lives in Miami.
That's why it's all good. That's why you got to come down there and kick it.
No, you're right. You're right. Because I'm sick and tired of being cold. I just have to vent. We only have 17
Miami
more days.
Miami is waiting on you.
I love it. So, new situation.
The biggest situation.
Maybach Music.
Huh.
Tell everybody about it. The lineup and the movement and
man,
the, what's
already
the plan.
Man, you know I got Wale in the building. You know what I mean? Meek Mill. Of course, Mass Pike Miles. Shout out to Torch.
Hi.
Triple C's. They run around the BX. You know what I'm talking about? And, you know, it's just all about self-made. That's the first album we releasing.
Okay.
Self-made.
It's all of you on the album.
Yeah, self-explanatory. We all self-made artists. Meek Mill, you might want to explain to him what's happening with that.
You know, everybody's self-made. I met Ross in the streets running around. You know what I'm saying? He came through Philly. I put on Twitter, we need Ross on that Rose Red remix. 5,000 retweets. Everybody, Ross hit back. Boom, boom. Went to the radio station. Met up with him. He like, yeah, I'm going to lay the verse, man. I'm going to make that move with you. And after that, you know, anybody else, 9 times out of 10, a rapper see that and just go. You know what I'm saying? 2 weeks later, he hit me back. Email, Rose Red, got tip on it, Vado, put it out on the streets, it bubbled. Wale, I just met him. He retweeting a couple of my freestyles. You know what I'm saying? We all hustle. We all go hard. We named it Self-Made. It's all self-explanatory, man. Everybody over here, we all make our own money.
Get ready, New York City. Get ready, baby. Oh, yeah, this the AP gang over here.
Oh, yeah,
ain't nothing but black
guys. Really? Every single one of you has one?
Of course.
What you working with? You know, I ain't even playing.
We might have to twit.
I ain't even playing over here.
Right.
It's like 80 bucks right here, and I don't mean $80.
80 bucks?
Yeah. And not dollars, baby.
No, I understand.
Tattoos and jewelry.
I totally understand.
Tattoos and jewelry.
Yo, speaking of spending money, Ross, tell me if this is true or not true. I hope this is not true, but maybe it's true. I'm not going
to
judge you.
Talk to me.
There's a story here that says Rick Ross spends $1 million at his birthday.
Brinks
truck. Huh?
Brinks truck, shawty.
$1 million at his birthday party at the Miami Strip Club.
This is what I'm going to tell you.
Tell me about it.
And this was a fact.
Tell me the facts only.
King of Diamonds is the biggest strip club in Florida.
Right.
Biggest.
Yes.
Florida's known for strip clubs. It's nothing to go in there and have, you know, 50 different ball players, this many street dudes, this many. And it ain't nothing to really, you know, spend some real change in King of Diamonds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that night, we broke the club. They did not have a dollar to give us as we requested more money. Not $1.
Like they couldn't go get it.
You know,
from any,
you know
they
as
have a
you
stash.
As you spend money, as you throw money or whatever you do, you know, after you throw so many, you know, dollars, at some point the dancers usually have to recycle the money.
Really?
It's like
I didn't know this.
Yeah, you know when you know that's our lifestyle. So we ran through so much paper. The Brinks truck came. That couldn't even help. We went hard that night. Shout out to Puff Daddy. Shout out to Pharrell. Shout out to Cash Money, Maybach Music. We was in there 100 deep. King of Diamonds, that's me.
This is what you did. So you're not going to confirm or deny whether it was actually a $1 million spend.
You know the IRS listening.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So you could let people speculate, but the club ran out of money. I'm going to leave it at that.
Let me get this right. So
And you got to understand, it ain't nothing for somebody to spend 50 grand on bottles. There ain't no money in a strip club. King of Diamonds, one dude could spend 50 on 20 bottles for his homies.
Are you doing smart things with your money as well?
What you mean?
Are you investing? Are you saving? Are you...
I done at least had to quadruple my net worth in the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
So I think that's on the right track.
Okay, good.
And we get more money. We just broke the bank again. Somebody call up the Brinks truck again. Pekos, you know it's time for that Def Jam check. You know I ain't playing. We just hit Warner Brothers and we going there hard, but I'm still getting that Def Jam. Pekos, I ain't getting them big checks over there. Pekos, talk to me. This is my brother from Def Jam. It's Pekos.
Yes.
Everybody know him.
Yes.
You know, when I came to Def Jam, I was involved in a bidding war once again. And, you know, I just been fortunate, you know what I'm saying? And throughout all my success and all the money bags and all the money, we don't count it no more. We weigh it. You know what I mean? After all the paper.
Do you have
I'm
a lot of money on you right now?
I'm still the same hungry dude. Long as you got that black card, you got anything you want on you. You know what I mean?
You have a black card.
Of course. That's easy.
I mean, I'm just
hey, Peck, I might need Def Jam to give me a black card. Give me a black card on Def Jam. You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of black card, Peck.
Yeah, Peck. Hey, Peck, know what we do? Peck, know what we do, huh?
Wow. All right, well, we have a lot to discuss today. New situations. We're going to play some music. It is a Friday. We have tickets to the April Fool's Day comedy show. Ross, of course, everybody's performing tonight. Is everybody getting on stage?
Yeah,
tonight?
Everybody rocking out. Maybach Music, we there tonight.
All right, good. Sold out show, of course.
Yeah, sold out, man. Shout out to New York City, all 5 boroughs, everybody that's showing their love, everybody that's coming out. Shout out to Pusha T. It's going to be legendary tonight.
Look forward to it. All right, so we're going to get into all of that. We're going to get to number 3 on the countdown right now. Hotlines are open, 757-59 and 97.